Welcome to One Big Church Radio, the podcast for church leaders everywhere. You are now part of a group of underground pastors and thought leaders passionately trying to change the world one person at a time. But because we don't rely on unlimited budgets, we have to think differently. We have to create new ideas together, and we do this by joining together as one to help you be found online and funded. This podcast will give you a glimpse into the daily life of pastors going through the exact same things you face every day. Hey, Barclay here from One Big Church. Hope you're having a great day. Hey, listen, today we're talking about that emotional tap. Now, every time the offering talk comes up during service, those words are really some of the most important ones that a pastor is going to speak in order to drive people to give. But that's because you have to tap into that emotion. Today, we're talking with Pastor Philip Dunn on how he does it for his nearly 3,600-member church. Take a listen.
Why do you think that people still in this day and age hesitate to give? Is the obedience gone, do you think, from what it used to be?
Great question. I think there are a number of answers to that. One, I think it's a discipleship issue. We cannot understand giving until we understand what it means to be a follower of Christ. And if it means that to follow Christ affects my giving, my pocketbook, and my bank account, that means I have to start with this worldview that says, Lord, everything about my life is about you. And so I guess in part the question for us is, as a church family, is how do people understand their resources? If they think that when the pastor stands up and is just asking for something from them, they have missed the connection of their heart to the Lord of this universe. And when Jesus called people to follow him, it always radically shaped their view of poverty. It shaped their view of materials and possessions and everything else that went along with that. And we know this, and Jesus talked about this. So I think that for us, in our context, it's a discipleship issue, because somewhere along the way, people have reduced following Jesus to some sort of faith equation that we just believe intellectually, and we may even feel it in our heart, but we've detached that from what it means tangibly then to follow our Lord and our resources.
So how do you do it? How do you get that emotional connection for some of these folks to understand that?
Okay, what a great question. And again, every pastor in the world, especially in our nation, is asking this question, because research suggests that the giving patterns of the previous generation, our builders, if you will, are leaving us. I mean, they're growing older, and many of them going to heaven. And the question is, in 10, 20, 30 years, what will our churches look like in terms of ministry? Because there's such a reflection of little giving and stewardship by way of our generosity to the kingdom of God. So I think for us, we want to be able to say, hey, this is what we want for you as a disciple of Christ. This is not about you giving out of guilt to keep the, quote, ministry doors propped open, or to give to the salary of a pastor or staff. All of that is certainly a part of it, in terms of we have a facility, we're blessed with it, and we have to pay to keep it open. And we have to be able to have resources for teachers and pastors and things like that. But the first question is not, can the church pay its bills? And we put that vision before people. And so we say, look, we can't do ministry if you don't give. However true that may be, the thing that has to win people's hearts is that they, in their life, they're convinced that they're on this earth to make a difference. And one of the greatest ways that we tangibly can make a difference is through our resources, through our generosity. So we teach that. And part of our ministry model is teaching of the word, and we want to teach that everything in our life comes back to being a disciple of Jesus, and our giving is an important part of that. I guess the other practical things is we want to teach something, whether it's Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace University, or many other good stewardship programs out there. We don't want to load people up with truth. We want to also give them resources to help them make a radical step. We feel that when people and families can get a hold of generosity and giving and living beyond themselves, that it changes their faith.
So you get the emotional aspect of it. You've talked to them about that. They're compelled to give. Yes. Now we go into the ease of giving.
We could have a dozen different ways to give people opportunities to give. But if they don't have a heart to do so, they will either give out of guilt or they will give in a short-term, you know, sense of, all right, I need to do this, but there's no plan. We want to give them a plan. Here's what your life can look like. Jesus says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. It was the widow's mite, and it was the widow who gave out of what she put in the offering in the temple. And Jesus said she had given out of her poverty. The others are given out of their abundance. And that's what we want people to connect with. It's your heart and your walk with Christ out of what He has given to you that can make a difference.
Have you ever been in a church where you were pastoring and you had to struggle with finances and you thought, am I going to be able to keep the lights on in this church? And if I am thinking this, how do I, what's my sermon going to look like to my parishioners to help in making this happen?
Yeah, we've had different ministry seasons by which, you know, that would have been more pressing. Like when we were at a church plant in South Florida, there was the ebb and flow of ministry and being able to then say, you know, here's where we are in giving. Now we have to make tough choices in light of that. And God, how are we going to do ministry and serve? Here's the good news. Resources follow a vision. Many times in church life, we think about, okay, what do we have? And we start with that. And then we think, okay, now what can we do? Mm-hmm. I think that the God-appointed vision for us is to say, Lord, what are you doing within our heart? What do you want us to do in our community around the globe? And we start with that vision. And in light of that, then we start putting that before people to give towards it. That to me is that's the important thing to be able to communicate to people. And this doesn't happen in a vacuum. People have to be generous and they have to give and they have to be obedient. And so there's that trust factor of God that you are at work in this. And then there's that for us, that yearly budget cycle where we evaluate and we put before our people a budget that we have affirmed is part of God's vision going into a new year.
Still hungry for more? Head to onebigchurch.com to create a free profile and gain access to resources shared by top leaders from all across the country. Or you can go to our Facebook page at One Big Church.